And good morning to you Tuesday morning, where some of you feels like a Monday after that bank holiday. On the programme this morning, what exactly is a hate speech? What is rabble-rousing? What is lively entertainment? What is suitable for funding? Should a ban be imposed when the wrong band is booked? We're talking about the Ardoin Fla on the programme this morning. Also, how badly were you affected by the Troubles? Has it led directly to you being in a state of poverty? And why are some families refusing to accept free school meals? As well as that, on the programme this morning, we'll be talking about the football last night. More than happy to talk about it here on the show. So, good morning to you. 90333105. The police are looking into a complaint about the performance of a band called the Druids at the Ardoin Fla. Now, rabble-rousers, you could certainly describe them as such, or is that fair? Here's an idea of what the Druids had to say to the audience, roughly of 700 or 800 to 1,000 relatively young people who are revelling in the open air.
As we stand here tonight in Ardoin, we're well aware that here in the occupied 6 counties of Ireland, there are still over 5,000 British soldiers parading around the streets of Ireland as if they owned it. It's about time that they took down their Little Union checks. It's about time that they got all their orange coverage together. It's about time that they loaded up the boats. And it's about time that they all fell back to England for their takedown. Let's hear you sing it. Go on home, British soldiers. Go on home.
That's the introduction to a song, Go On Home, British Soldiers, Go On Home, from the Druids. And it does sound like something you might have heard in the likes of Ardoin or West Belfast or South Armagh back in the 1970s. But this wasn't in the 1970s. This indeed was on Sunday night at the Ardoin Fla. And there's been a significant number of people complaining about the performance of the Druids. And it's being investigated as a hate speech. If your ears weren't crystal clear on what they were saying. They were saying, as we stand here tonight in Ardoin, we're well aware that we here in the occupied 6 counties of Ireland are still occupied by over 5,000 British soldiers parading around the streets of Ireland as if they owned it. It's about time they took down their little Union Jacks. It's about time they got all their orange comrades together. It's about time they loaded up the bus, and it's about time they all bleeped off back to England where they came from. Is there any place in our modern day society for terminology like this? Jim Alistair from the TUV obviously believes not. Jim Alistair, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it hatred or is it simple rabble rousing?
I think it's incitement to hatred. If you present individuals, and it wasn't just soldiers, it was orange men as they depicted them, which of course encompasses and speaks of a significant section of the Protestant community. It was an exhortation that they should be turned out of the country and should be sent back to England, somewhere most of them didn't even come from. So I think it was obviously an incitement to hatred. And I think it's not just something that was done in a quiet way. If you saw the video, it's quite clear that it was done to whip crowd of impressionable teenagers into a frenzy, and that's the effect that was desired by those, and it was repeated and whipped up as high as they could whip it up. Now, there are a number of issues which arise. There's public funding into this festival, I understand. There are commercial companies which have been sponsoring this festival. I think they have to examine their conscience and examine their future involvement with this festival. Because their companies will be all support, and I don't think that the profits that they make should be going into fund festivals such as this. But there's also the question of what are the police going to do? I recall very well how swiftly the police during the flag protests were prepared to act against leaders that they perceived of that, such as Messrs. Fraser and Bryson, and the contrived charges that were brought to take them off the streets. How they were held in custody for weeks on end, all, of course, to see those charges, which never had any substance, melt away. But where's the action on this occasion, where there is a very patent and blatant incitement to hatred?
But is there any... Is there any real difference between what was happening at the Ardoyne Fla with people chanting and singing and cheering along to a rebel band, a band who do describe themselves on their website as a rebel band? Is there any real difference between that and the placing of pictures of politicians, high-profile Catholics, the Pope on a bonfire which is publicly funded on the 11th night? Is there any difference between those two things?
I think the difference is the vocals which attend the event with the patent incitement to hatred. I'm not just satisfied with saying...
What exactly is the difference between the people who are in that band calling for the British Army? In terms of history, I know it's questionable that they're describing so many British soldiers on the streets that are no longer on the streets. But what's in terms of the incitement to hatred, what's the difference between what that band is doing and what people do round a bonfire on the 11th night?
I think what people do around a bonfire, and I'm not going to stand over all episodes of that nature, but there's something of a history, for example, of the burning of Lundy, which is something which happens in Londonderry every year. No one suggests it shouldn't. It's part of a cultural expression reverting back to the betrayal that was perceived at the hands of Lundy.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the burning of pictures of the Pope or Jerry Kelly or Anna Lowe, pictures like that on a bonfire.
Sorry. I'm trying to explain the historical significance of how it came about that effigies, etc., be burned on bonfires. It relates back to the Lundy situation. Now, that is something that happens, but it's not attended by an exhortation that a whole community should be driven from these shores, that is repeated and repeated until the children involved are whipped up into a frenzy. It's quite clear that this was an episode where people were wanting to instill hatred, to breed hatred, and to incite hatred. And you cannot watch the YouTube video and not draw that conclusion. Now, the question is that against the law? Of course it is. Is the police going to act for that infringement of the law? I hope so. And I hope they do it with the same expedition and enthusiasm that they did it in respect of some flag protesters.
Is it any different from the time a couple of years ago in 2010 when the Justice Minister was asked to launch a probe into whether controversial comments made by Robert Salters broke hate laws? It was John Dallet at the time tabled a question at Stormont to David Ford after Robert Salters described dissident Republicans as just a fancy name for the Roman Catholic IRA. There was an investigation into that. Is this any worse than that?
Well, if there was an investigation and a complaint, well, then that's the due process taking its course. This is very offensive in the sense that it was a deliberate whipping up of impressionable young people with the most offensive of language.
But does the senior people in the Orange Order not do that year in, year out, whip up people and then leave them to go buck mad up in North Belfast?
I'm sorry, that's a gross calumny. The Orange Order is a respectable organisation, does not whip people up to go buck mad anywhere. And you cannot compare what you saw on the YouTube video in Ardoyne, which was a deliberate whipping up to cause people to go buck mad, by somebody driven, it would appear, by an all-consuming hatred of all things British. You cannot compare that with an organisation of historical proportions such as the Orange Order and the parades which they organise on an annual basis. And that may be the view of U105. If it is, shame on it. But it's certainly not the view of very many people in this province who probably listen to you.
Well, it's certainly not the view of 105. I don't express the view of 105, and I don't express my own view either. I'm only asking questions on behalf of people listening to the programme who'll be shouting that sort of comment at the radio as you're speaking.
Oh, will they? You seem to be well in tune with what people are shouting at the radio. I saw what was being shouted at these young people in the YouTube, and it was an incitement to exhort them to hate all things British and to drive out all things British from Northern Ireland. If that's not an incitement to hatred, I'd like to see what is.
Jim Allister, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Allister, who's the leader of the TUV. The man who is really leading the complaint is Lee Reynolds, who's a DUP councillor from North Belfast. Lee Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it necessary to take this as far as you've taken it to alert the PSNI to it?
I believe it is. It's a clear incitement to hatred. There's clear glorification of terrorism. These laws are on the statute for a reason, and that's to combat this type of thing. So it's proper that those the process is exercised.
And you would expect maybe a similar course of investigation as was running alongside Pastor McConnell and the comments that he made?
Yes.
And you would be saying that the police need to be seen to actively pursue the organisers or the band? Who are you targeting?
Well, we're making clear that the person legally responsible for the comments is the person who made them. There are broader issues for the Ardoyne as organisers of this event, and the fact that they brought this band here and that they used public money to put on these performances. That's why, as regards the putting people before the courts, our complaint is against the person who made the comments. But as regards the public funding, it's the Ardoyne Fla that faces the responsibility.
So even though the band made the comments, the buck stops with the Ardoyne Fla committee?
Yes, because for a number of years, concerns about this rebel night that they hold as one of their concerts has been raised with the organisers, and they simply dismissed our objections and concerns. We are not the least bit surprised about what happened on Sunday. All that changed on Sunday was we managed to get unambiguous evidence of what goes on at those concerts.
So it is a rebel night, and in fairness to the way you describe it, there's no doubting the Druids are a rebel band. That is how they describe themselves. Now, they actually get some airplay on radio stations in the Republic of Ireland. There's one station in particular that certainly has played them. I'm just going to give people a sense of who the Ardoyne Fla organisers invited to their festival. Because people may be saying, well, they wouldn't be responsible, they can't control what comes out of the mouth of the band. But this is just to give you a sense of who the Druids are, for anyone who isn't aware of them.
Let's start with the songs then. The Druids call themselves the Kildare Rebel Band. They've launched a new CD called The Starry Plough, and we're going to feature it this evening. And I want to give a very special hello out to all in New York and indeed in Belfast, because we were just contacted earlier on by Seamus Maloney of Maloney's Irish Bar in New York. How you all doing, folks? I know that you tuned in and listening to the band, and you wanted to say that they're the best band to come out of Ireland in years. And also with a request in from Sean Ogg of the Shamrock Celtic Falls Road Celtic Supporters Club in Belfast. So hello to all in New York in Maloney's Bar, and indeed to all Celtic fans, of which I'm an avid fan, I have to say myself. I know you'll enjoy this beautiful song written by the late lamented Bobby Sands.
So that's the Druids. That's them being played on a radio station down in County Kildare. Lee Reynolds, with regards to their background and what they do and what they recall and what they highlight, surely it can be compared to what the Orange Order do?
No. I mean, there's distinct message gaps here. They are clear in what they say and what they're doing in this particular event. You know, there's no comparison between the Sash and Go On Home British Soldiers. Read the lyrics. The hatred is spewing from that song. Also, the introduction provides the perfect hate-filled context for that song. So you have to be, you know.
Yeah, but you do choose the Sash, Lee. I'm thinking of the Billy Boys as a more appropriate tune that's played by bands within the Orange Order, bands within the Orange Order's biggest day, the 12th of July.
Well, this is the other thing. Sorry, there's a difference between a tune and what is sung. You know, it's basically, you can run into issues like, for you've ran in with Sloopy John, you can play Sloopy John, there are alternative words to it.
That's the famine song.
There are loyalist versions of The Fields of Athenry, which is generally considered a song from the Republican tradition. The key thing here,
and is there just, is there an acceptable version of the Billy Boys played on the parade?
Tunes are played on the 12th of July. If someone starts making hate-filled speech or song, then that's wrong. It's the word, the key thing which communicates the message is the words. And that's what we have here, unambiguous words from the person who was introducing this song and other songs, the chants of the crowd, IIRA, that is completely unambiguous. It is hate and it is glorification of terror.
But are you accepting then that there are times during loyalist parades that the police should be investigating for the same reasons as you're calling on them to investigate the Ardoyne flat?
Well, the police already have done so on a number of occasions. For example, you had the Philip band that was investigated for the incident outside St. Patrick's Church. Bandsmen were put in front of court. There was an action. There was a consequence. What we're asking for here for is fairness. There's been a clear action. There has to be a clear consequence.
But it wasn't an action or a consequence that you were calling for whenever they were doing that outside the church. You're now calling for it whenever you find it in an enclave in the heart of Republican Ardoyne.
Well, here, making a few things clear, because there's been a rewriting of history around all this. Whenever that incident occurred, Nelson McCausland, the MLA for North Belfast, made clear that he considered that behaviour unacceptable, called for the band to apologise, and then the police were subsequent, and then basically says, you know, anybody is subject to the law. That's what we said. We're saying the same in this case. But what you have here is organisers who have remained mute for 36 hours. They have not disassociated themselves in any way from this event, from what was said. And I think that speaks volumes.
Okay, Lee Reynolds, thank you indeed.